Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast, welcoming you once again to a sports break for July 27th, where we're going to review some of the greatest events in sports history and the players and teams, along with the uniform numbers that perform them. Our uniform numbers are vast today. Number 4, 3, 5, 17, 18, 7, 36, 14, 25, 24, and 16 will all be discussed in no particular order. We'll start off on July 27th. 1927, Mel Ott, who wore number 4 for many years after, at the age of just 18 years old, didn't wear any numbers in 1927 though, he hit his first league home run, which was an inside the park variety. July 27, 1946, Boston Red Sox number 3, Rudy York, hit 2 grand slams in one game. He got 10 RBIs against the St. Louis Browns on this day, 1946. In July 27, 1953, Dizzy Dean, most famous for his number 17 with the Cardinals, Al Simmons, who wore number 7 3 times in his career, Chief Bender of the Athletics of Philadelphia, 1903 to 1914, Bobby Wallace, famously of the St. Louis Browns, Harry Wright, a 19th century Boston Red Stockings pitcher, and Ed Barrow, an early MLB manager, along with former umpire Billy Clem and Tom Connolly, were all inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame this day, 1953. We go to July 27, 1970. Lou Boudreau, number 5 with the Indians, Earl Combs, number 1 on the Yankees, and former executive Ford Frick, along with pitcher Jesse Haynes, number 16 of the Cardinals, all were enshrined to Baseball Hall of Fame in the class of 1970. July 27, 1978, Indians, Dwayne Kuiper, number 18, became the third hitter to hit 2 bases-loaded triples as the Cleveland Indians played the New York Yankees on this day, 1978. And we go to 1983, and Gaylord Perry, number 36, joined Nolan Ryan and Steve Carlton as the list of MLB pitchers who reached 3,500 career strikeouts, also winning his first game as a member of the Kansas City Royals on that day. In July 27, 1984, Cincinnati's Reds great Pete Rose, number 14, collected record number 3,503rd career single against the Philadelphia Phillies this day in 1984. And on July 27, 1988, baseball star Tommy John, number 25, committed 3 errors on just one play as the Yanks routed the Brewers 16-3. We go to July 27, 1993. Detroit Tigers' Travis Fryman, number 24, was on his jersey. He hit for the cycle, but his team, the Tigers, lost to the Yankees 12-7 on that date. And finally, we come to July 27, 1997. Again, the Detroit Tigers, they are in the news as they retired franchise pitching legend number 16 that belonged to Hal Newhouser on his jersey. In honor of him, number 16 is retired in Detroit. And that's what we have for our sports break today. We're glad you could join us. If you're looking for more great sports history, go to sportshistorynetwork.com. Go to jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. All great sites where you can get a dose of great sports history anytime you want, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and there's always something new on all of them. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.